is Conversation at Iona College in Eurochelle, and with me is Sri Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh, who is a spiritual master from India. Now, Sri Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh has lectured in many parts of the world in colleges and universities around America, and presently is holding monthly lectures at the United Nations. Now, Sri Chinmoy, we're going to talk about spirituality, which is the goal for which all men should seek, strive. I hope we're trying to reach it, but in your concept of spirituality, how do we attain this goal, Sri Chinmoy?
We attain to this goal through proper inner discipline, through inner cry, and through conscious self-dedication to God. Every day we have to feel that we are under inner obligation to please God as we please our nearest and dearest ones on earth. As a matter of fact, we all know the nearest and dearest is God. So Him to please, we came into the world. Him to fulfill, we came into the world. And Him to manifest, we came into the world. So when we are aware, or should I say conscious, of our goal and mission on earth, we make our journey start.
Well, we were talking before we came into the studio, Sri Chinmoy, about universality. That I really, in a way, am not an individual standing all alone. I am part of the great universe. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, another thing, if I see God in other men, as you tell me, and other people have told me the same thing in a different way, is it possible for me to see God in some other man before I find Him in myself?
Yes, it is possible for you to see God in some other man before you see God in yourself, precisely because the other man is more advanced in the realm of spirituality. It is like this, a high school student, he has not come up to the university to study, but he sees that the university student has more knowledge than he has. But a day will come that he will also, from high school, he will enter into the college, then enter into the university, he himself will. But right now he is a high school student. So in the university student, he will see more knowledge, more wisdom than he has. Mm-hmm. So because of his development, because of his wisdom, inner light, the university student is superior. So in him, he sees knowledge more than he has.
Well, as
in
I
spiritual
understand.
Life also, when you go to a spiritual master, if he meditates with you, he will be able to offer peace, light, bliss, and so forth. Then if you, in his peace, in his light, infinite peace, light, and bliss, he will see the real divinity. Then, while you meditate at home during your highest meditation, you are going to have the same experience of peace, bliss, delight, and power in yourself. Now the master, he has practiced for years and years this inner discipline, spiritual life, and so forth. That is why he is in a position to offer light all at once. In your case also, if you also practice for years and years spiritual life, you will be able to see God within you, consciously.
Yes. Well, now, getting back to what you said about the students in the various schools, I don't find God and then stop, do I? This is something that I must continue to seek and strive for as long as I live. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, but here at the beginning, we have to feel that we are all God's children. We belong to one family. Then if we feel that God is our father, mother, and God is everything, then he has a family of his own, and we are the members of his family. Now, when we have the feeling of oneness, that this is my brother, this is my sister, and when I see inside this inside my own sister the living presence of my father, then what happens? My oneness with my sister makes me see, feel the living presence of my father within me.
Yes, so that just as I am really part of my natural father, my physical father.
Yes, in the spiritual life.
In the spiritual life, God is my spiritual father. Yes. I have part of that in me then.
You have already him. Only thing, somebody is more developed. Somebody is taking exercise daily and he has developed his muscle. So now if you look at him, then you will see that he has wonderful physique. He's so strong and robust. Now if you also take exercise, you will also have the same development. So the one who is already developed, you know, if you look at him or enter into him, you will get immediate satisfaction of divinity. And the same thing can be seen and practiced in your own life too.
Yes. Well, in spirituality then, we have the same thing we have in our muscular body. Unless we exercise it, it atrophies, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. As in the physical body, if you don't meditate every day, if you don't eat daily, we starve. Then what happens? We lose strength.
Yes.
Then eventually we die. In the spiritual life also, if we do not feed ourselves every day, that is to say, if we don't pray or meditate, then we lose our inner capacity. Then we start doubting God. We start doubting God, innerance, peace, light, and bliss. We say this, these are all imagination. There is no way. Meditate daily. As we feed our outer body, this prayer and meditation are nourishment, proper nourishment.
Yes. Now, I thinking as you're talking, I believe it's in the Torah, there's a verse in the Torah which says something to the effect, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, that to me means that we have to be still and listen, that we don't hear the voice of God unless we're willing to listen, do we?
Our dedicated surrender to God's will, then only we can the inner open. When the Christ said, "I and my Father are one," how did this Indian, the Vedic seers, said, "Brahmosmi, I am the Brahma." So they said, all on the strength of their inner oneness, founded on their self-dedication. Self-dedication, the moment we say somebody has dedicated his entire life to God, self-discovery, means he has his inner ear to listen to the dictates of the inner voice. Now you are talking to me and I am listening to you, what you are saying. I have kept my ears open. It is in the outer world we are listening to each other. Similarly, in the inner world also, we can listen to the dictates of our soul, of our God, of our highest inner pilot. How? Only when we open, when we dedicate ourselves entirely to God. The moment our dedication is complete, we are just assured that our inner eye is open. And when inner ear is open, we get the voice, we hear the voice. And first we hear the voice, then feel that in the inner voice there is enormous power, strength. Now you are telling me to, suppose you tell me to do something, ask something. I have heard your voice, I am listening. It is up to me to listen to you or not. But when we hear the inner voice has the tremendous power. It gives up to execute the will itself.
There is something we have to learn so that we are able to communicate with God himself. We must to listen. Now, how do we do this? We can't do this rushing around.
Yes, thank you. This is absolutely true, that in the hustle and bustle of it, it's really almost impossible for us to meditate. But we have to know daily that we really care for God. Do we really need him? We need food, we need clothing, we need so many things. These are of desperate need, we need. Similarly, we have to ask ourselves a question, do we really need God? If the answer is yes, we need it, then the next thing is we have to do. Right now, everybody in the street will say yes. If he is not atheist, he will say, yes, I need God, I need God. But what kind of need? There is no spirit need. That you have to, you are pinched with water, you quench your thirst and you are satisfied. Similarly, everyone has to have that inner cry, inner thirst for God. Then when one feels that one is really thirsty, then God will provide with necessary drink, nectar. Now for that, what we need? We need daily 15 minutes or half an hour's time dedicated to God before we enter into the outer world. 8 o'clock we leave our home, we go to the office. But why? To meet with the demands of the outer life. But if you want to meet with the demands of the inner life, then first thing first, early in the morning, if God comes first, we have to meditate 10 minutes on God, and then we have to go to humanity, to please humanity, or for our own sake, to stay here on earth. So if God comes first, then early in the morning, let us pray to God, let us enter into the activities of
God. In my experience, Sri Chinmoy, that the majority of us, maybe I'll include myself, when time would, and we have no trouble, and we have our health, we pray a little, sometimes at all. It's when we are touched with illness or disaster or the pain of the loss of one of our loved ones, then we turn to God. I wonder sometimes if you feel like saying to us that we took a long time to come around. And isn't it well if when times are good and we have our health and we have a modicum of happiness, then to meditate and give a little thanks for this?
Yeah, but here we have to know our Father is all compassion and all forgiveness. It's not like, fair weather friend, that only if somebody comes when you're on good terms and when you are in happy mood, when you are in prosperity, and somebody is making friends with you. In the case of God, it is different, that He is all forgiveness. If you do not pray to Him, while you are happy, while you are living a prosperous life, He doesn't mind, He's all forgiveness. He feels that we are asleep, we are fast asleep. But He says, better late than never. You get up, my child, I want you to get up early in the morning and pray to me. But if for months and months you are not getting up, what can I do? But if one day you get up and meditate, so much the better for you and for me. And then gradually you will have the feeling that by getting up early in the morning, when you are praying to God, you are feeding yourself and you are feeding me. So if the child is devoted to the father and he sees that the father and the child are eating breakfast, taking their breakfast together, naturally they get more joy, both father and the son.
Yes.
See,
yes.
In our spiritual life also, we have a big family, all this spiritual family. We are all God's children. So united, if we can eat dinner food, that is to say, united, if you pray and meditate and all that, naturally he will be very happy. But if we cannot do it every day, it is our fault, but he is all forgiving. He will not mind. But if you consciously pray and meditate every day, he will be much happier.
Yes.
And the next thing is only, I used to tell you, that better late than never. If I cannot get up at 5 o'clock to meditate, no harm. But if I get up at 10 o'clock and then start meditating, that is to say, feeding my father and being fed together, that is far better than to remain to starve.